Why are you sad? Hello there, good morning. My name is Oluwa Pelumiawe. I'm a career success coach and I'm also a public speaking trainer. I'd like to ask you a very important question this morning. Why are you sad? Tell me one reason you are sad and I will tell you 5 reasons you should be sad about what you are sad about. Alright? Now, you lost your job, okay? That's not good. That's not really nice. You lost a loved one. Wow, that's quite bad. That's not really a joyful news. You had a broken relationship. Wow, that's painful. Your album didn't sell. That's not encouraging at all. But they are not great reasons why you should be sad. They are good reasons, but they are not great reasons why you should be sad. Understand in life that not everything will go as planned for you. Not everything you want will happen for you. Not every door that you knock will open for you. I learned that when Coca-Cola came to Nigeria, they sold just 25 bottles in the first year. But today, all around the world, at least 1,000 persons drink Coca-Cola in the world today. So understand that you will make mistakes. Accept that you will fail at some point. I said that you will even fall. And the Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 24, verse 16 says, though a righteous man falls 7 times, but he will rise again. So there's always a second chance to rise again. Life gives room for those persons who don't give up on it. So decide and determine to rise even if you fall. Decide to make your not making yourself bitter every time. It is your right to be happy. It is your right to make yourself smile. No matter what has happened to you, they are not good things that you should be sad. Those things that you cried about yesterday, they are not present to you today. They didn't come back because you felt sad about them. So it is your responsibility to make sure that you don't feel sad and make yourself happy. You know, one of the things that my does is that it gives you a long life. So if you want to live long, you have to engage happiness. The Bible says that a merry heart doeth good like medicine. So what joy gives to you, nothing else can give to you. You decide to make yourself happy, and I tell you, doors will open for you. I believe you've been talking this morning. I like to use this medium to invite you to the forthcoming program titled Speak for Impact. Public speaking tips, TVs like the radio edition tips, great leadership tips, how to market using Google, shall be shared that day, and most significantly is the most captivating skill competition as well from that day, where we have 16 contestants coming all from all over Nigeria down to a auditorium and then competition to contest for an award, which is a whole academic session within our ones. It promises to be an event that you wouldn't want to miss. Music by Prince Gaiman and T-Mix and our DJ for that day is this scripture. So please make sure you are around 11 a.m. July 4th. My name is Oluwa Pelumiawe and I want to see you making part in life. I wish success. God bless you.